I'd like to say a huge thank you to Westfield for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. When the first shopping centre opened in White City in 2008, much was made of the fact it was big enough to fill 117 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Today, though, it has cemented its status as one of the UK's most iconic shopping destinations. Who doesn't get a flutter in the tummy on seeing those red signs? For beauty lovers, there is no better place to browse than the hallowed beauty halls of Westfield. Literally hundreds of beauty brands under one roof, it is the ultimate place to stock up on tried and tested favourites or discover new products to add to your beauty arsenal. Throughout March and April, Westfield are throwing open their doors to The Beauty Edit, a series of free events where shoppers can enjoy beauty treatments, exclusive offers, and lots of giveaways and prizes. Race you to the beauty aisles. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Verity Clark. My guest today is one of the hardest working, most celebrated makeup artists in the industry, Nam Vo. She's painted the faces of major celebrities, including Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Paris Hilton, Kylie Jenner, and Chrissy Teigen. But she is best known for coining a highlighting technique that broke the internet, Dewy Dumpling. It's her signature look, because who doesn't want their face to have the glistening sheen of a prawn dumpling? Nam is fondly referred to as the queen of the glow, so I was super excited to get some tips and tricks from the makeup maestro. We discussed how her infamous Dewy Dumpling look really starts with skincare.
I guess when you think about a dumpling, there's something kind of cute and chubby about like dumpling cheeks, and the skin of a dumpling is like poreless and dewy.
The time she found herself the star of a live intimate waxing masterclass.
There's like seven people in the room holding up my legs, one holding up my bits, just all staring.
And how a friend cutting her hair turned her into an Asian Rod Stewart.
I like begged my parents for money so they could pay for my extensions, which were horrible because I had like hair that was this short and then like strands of long extensions. It was the worst.
Nam, hello. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you in your lovely sunny New York apartment?
I'm in my sunny apartment with my sunny little furry dog. Yeah. So if he starts snoring in the background, just ignore it. He's right here like snoring.
Very jealous if he's having a midday nap.
He is all day long.
Well, I'm so excited to talk to you as a fellow beauty lover. So to kick things off, I always ask people what their kind of general beauty vibe is, but obviously you're a makeup artist, so I imagine your daily look is more excessive than...
No, my daily look, I usually, now that I'm a dog mom, I'm a new dog mom, I usually am not cute at all and do not look glamorous.
Yeah.
I look more on the homeless side than glamorous on a day-to-day basis, but I do have pretty decent skin, so I don't wear a lot of makeup day-to-day, but when I have like, I'm making content, or I'm going out about town, that I like to be Nam Glam. But other than that, I don't look cute. Yeah.
I refuse to believe that. You're looking very glowy and glamorous.
Oh,
right,
because now I film content. But when you, if you were to see me walk the dog this morning, it was not cute. But anyways.
Okay, let's get into your beauty life lessons then. So I feel like we should start with makeup, as that's your day job. So tell me how you got into makeup and what you really love about it.
Well, I was never good at paying attention at school. I'm still not good at paying attention, but I always loved beauty. I loved like magazines and like, you know, like actresses and models and all those things. So I just naturally always gravitated towards it. Like I always failed in school, except for 1 year when I went to private school. That's another story. But I always just was not good at school, but I was good at like, I always tell people that I think that I was a natural born influencer before influencing was anything, because when I was a little kid, I would tell kids like, you should curl your hair like this and you should buy this dress and this lip gloss you should. And I'm still that way in my life. Like if I eat a good slice of pizza, I'll call 20 people and tell them about it. If they like it too, I kind of get off on it. So
okay. You are not gatekeeping.
I'm not. I think I'm a born influencer, or should I say I'm maybe like a born sharer.
I love that. So your journey into becoming a makeup artist, can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Oh yeah. I have a total glow up story. So I came to New York with $35 and a dream. And I started out doing strippers and brides to like make ends meet.
That classic combo.
Yeah. And I think honestly, it's, I tell makeup artists, if you could deal with brides, which are the pickiest people, most picky and emotional people in the world, and if you could deal with exotic dancers who are celebrities in their own right, it really gives you kind of a leg up in life. And I worked with emotionally very sensitive, you know, brides. Sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to generalize, but some of them could be real bridezilla.
Bridezilla, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that I learned to work with like that type of energy and the celebrity type of energy. And it kind of prepared me for the rest of my career.
So then we have to talk about Jooey dumplings.
Yes.
So for those that don't know, that is the highlighting technique that catapulted you to fame, really.
Those two words. It's not really, I would say Jooey dumplings is a little bit more of a lifestyle, but I, you know, some people call each other honey, some people call each other sweetie. I've always called people dumpling kind of as a term of endearment for years.
Yeah. Even when we were emailing, yes. I loved it. Say, hello, dumpling.
So I was working on a model on set when Instagram, I was learning to use Instagram. This is probably like 2018. And I just hashtagged Jooey dumpling once. I hashtagged it twice. And then it just kind of took on a life of its own.
Okay. So it wasn't actually anything to do with the makeup.
No, Jooey dumpling means like skin. Like, I guess when you think about a dumpling, there's something kind of cute and chubby about like dumpling cheeks, and the skin of a dumpling is like poreless and dewy. And then, so when you're a Jooey dumpling, it's like you have plump, dewy, delicious skin. So it's just, I don't know. It's its own little beauty term.
Who would have thought we'd all be trying to get a skin like a dumpling?
I know, right?
Okay. So then you're well known for creating a gorgeous glow. What are your go-to kind of techniques, tips and tricks for creating that really delicious dewiness?
Well, as a makeup artist, I always like to create makeup, not flat makeup. I like multi-dimensional makeup. And I always like to almost paint and strategically do makeup as if there's light shining on the face. So I go like lighter in the center, and then I pop like reflections of light. I kind of go in and contour and create shadows where shadows should be created. And it's kind of like a little bit of a, you know, little dumpling technique, how I layer colors and creams and textures from creams to powder a little bit strategically to catch light on the face.
And I'm always intrigued to know what products people are using. Have you come across any brilliant new products recently, or do you have any kind of ones you always go to?
Oh my God. You know what? Lucky for you, I'm sitting right here at my makeup station as I'm filming this.
Oh, she's a pro.
So this is from that brand. It's called Dopamine Sparkle. And what that makeup artist for Euphoria, I forgot her name. So this thing I just put on my eyes, it's like fine diamond dust and it feels wet, but it actually works on textured skin. So I've been using this. This is Natura Bisset Diamond Shashir Glow Cream. It ain't cheap, but neither are you. That's another one of my
mottos.
Yeah, my mottos. And this almost, it's good for like moms or people that don't want a lot of coverage. You could use it as a primer, or you could use it as like everyday makeup. But I feel like it blurs out imperfections, and it doesn't cover at all. It just kind of makes the skin look a little bit glowier. Tatcha Dewy Mist has been a Jooey dumpling staple for over 10 years. It's like a veil of moisturizer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, another thing I love is this Westman Atelier Tinted Highlighter. I use it as bronzer. You know, there's a lot of products these days that are not like so glittery, but they just kind of have a little bit of like a healthy pearlescent. Is that a word? I think that's a word. Finish. And I mean, there's so many great foundations these days, like in the glow category alone. If you want from, like, there's even like full coverage glow foundation. So there's a lot of really good stuff.
And how do you stop people from looking oily? Because I always feel that's the worry when you're going down a glowy look, is that you can look a bit.
So I like to use, I don't mind being a little shiny and like oily on the cheek. But what I do is, this is somebody from your beautiful country, Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, yes.
I take like a small eyeshadow brush and I just hit it in the hot spots where I shine. like just kind of like in the center, a little bit here. And then the rest, I don't mind it to be glowy. So just really in the center is where you want to make sure you don't look greasy.
Okay. So a bit of powder on those greasy prone areas. Okay. Let's talk skincare then. So really more of a skincare girl than a makeup girl. I'm kind of getting that vibe.
Both. Yeah. If I had to choose one, and I always tell people, you know, like in press interviews, people are always like, how do you get the illusion of the dewy dumpling? How do you create a glow? And I say, rather than using makeup to create the illusion of glowy skin, that's backwards thinking. You should spend money investing in skincare to create the real thing and have real glowy skin rather than creating the illusion with highlighters and, you know, makeup.
Okay. So skincare first. So talk me through your everyday skincare routine.
Well, it changes all the time. As you know, just like you, I am a product whore. I'm not saying that you're a product whore, but I'm a product whore and I have to try makeup all the time. But I do, it's not that high maintenance to some. I would double cleanse, tone, moisturize, eye cream, and then sometimes a little oil.
Okay. That's not too many. That's what, a 5-step.
Yeah. It's not crazy. And lip balm.
And a lip balm.
Yeah.
And you layer that and you do the same morning and night.
In the morning, it's different products, but same thing. And same. And SPF, of course.
And what is kind of the skincare advice that you have for your clients or for your followers?
First of all, say the sun is the enemy. So always stay away from the sun.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing with skincare is it's the wild, wild west and it's very tricky because, you know, for some people, they say that like La Mer has changed their skin. It's the best thing they've ever used. And for some people, they're like, it broke me out. It's horrible. So I think that everybody is very different. I think the first thing that you need to do when it comes to skincare is find out what your issue is. Like, is it that you're dull? Is it that you have acne? Is it that you have a lot of discoloration? Is it that you need brightening? Because there's not a one size fits all situation. Like my whole life, I've been really attracted to like retinol and like lactic acids and AHAs. And I tend to like, you know, a lot of my friends for their nighttime routine, they'll use hyaluronic serums and they're really big into like hydrating serums. And I tend to be bigger on retinols and exfoliating because I get discoloration and I like brightening and exfoliating my skin. I just had a laser done. So now I'm not using retinol and all those other active ingredients this week. So it depends. But I think that you need to figure out, you know, don't go watching every TikTok and Instagrammer to see what they do. Like figure out what your concern is and what your goal is and then go about.
That is good advice. And talking of TikTok, do you ever follow any mad hacks or trends that you see and you're like, I'm going to try that, like the broccoli freckles or some straight?
I have tried some stuff, but I think because I'm a makeup artist and some would say a professional, a lot of it is maybe like, if they're going to do like, oh, potato girl, I'm like, please. But the other day I did really like a TikTok trend and I'm going to do a video about it. And it, I don't know if you've seen it, but bunny tongue lip gloss.
I have not. Tell me. Oh.
So there's like a bunny tongue and it's supposed to be the perfect shade of like really rosy pink. And it's like that. It's
bunny as in a rabbit.
Yeah. A bunny tongue. So if when you take a picture of a bunny tongue, it's like this really fresh, rosy pink. So everybody was trying to emulate bunny tongue lip gloss. And I was like, I want bunny tongue lip gloss. It looks so fresh. So I do sometimes, but some of them I'm like, please, this is ridiculous. So depends on the hack.
Okay. You heard it here first that bunny tongue lip gloss is 2024's hottest makeup trend.
Bunny tongue is so cute.
And we'll be right back after this little interlude from Westfield. Have you ever wondered what the real age of your skin is? Or been intrigued to know what effect city pollution is really having on your face? Not the cheeriest of subjects, but an important one. And something which Westfield is leading the way on thanks to its on-site face scanners, which give you a thorough skin analysis. Head down to the Beauty Edit event at Westfield London and Westfield Stratford to have your face scanned and understand your skin's health. It's not as scary as it sounds, and there are brilliant experts on hand to talk you through how best to protect your skin from city living. And of course, you'll be able to shop all the very best products, from next-gen SPFs to serums packed with active ingredients to provide a barrier to pollution. Westfield really is the place to go to keep your skin in check. So you mentioned that you just had a laser. How into treatments are you? Are you like, yes, give me everything. I would try anything.
Everything. So contrary to popular belief, everybody thinks that I've had like surgery and injectables and all of that. And look, my forehead like barely moves, but my whole family has that forehead. If you notice when I talk, I only use my mouth. Like I naturally don't have face expression, but I am, and London has some of the best estheticians, but you know, working in this business, I've had the privilege of trying every beauty treatment under the sun. And I will say what I always circle back to is two things, which is radio frequency and microneedling. I get them together. I get them separately. I get them here. I get them in Asia. I get them in London. Like whoever wants to throw some microneedling and radio frequency at me, I'm like, I'll take it. And it comes in so many different forms, so many different modalities and brands. But I would say that those two are the ones that I circle back to the most.
And why is that? What is so appealing about those two for you?
Well, radio frequency, for me, what it does is I almost would describe it as a corset for the skin. And I've done it for over 5 years consistently. And when I look at pictures of me 10 years ago, I don't think my face has changed. Like it literally hasn't moved. And what radio frequency does, there's a lot of controversy behind it. But me personally speaking, it's definitely not burned any of my fat. Look how fat my face is.
Well, it's not.
Thank you. No, but I want it to be like that, at least right here. So what it does is it causes your collagen to tighten and stimulate. And therefore, I think it gives you like a snatching lifting effect. And I just love it. Like at this point, I do so many things. I can't tell what does what, but I know that those radio frequency and microneedling, one radio frequency treats the skin and the collagen under the skin. Mm-hmm. So it's not any surface. And microneedling is just good for the surface of the skin, you know, with pores, tightening. I don't know. I just think that those two are the best.
And what is the weirdest thing that you've tried?
The weirdest thing that I've tried. Oh, do you want to hear the funniest story? The weirdest thing I've ever did before I became an influencer?
I absolutely do. Yes.
Oh my God. I don't even know. I'm just going to say it. I don't care. So my friend Leanne owns a spa. And one day she was like, girl, come in. I'm going to wax your lady parts.
Right.
And I was like, sure. And she's done it many times before. She's an expert. This little witch fails to tell me that it was a waxing class.
Oh my God.
And that I was the model. So it was her mom, there's like seven people in the room holding up my legs, holding up my bits, just all staring at my privates in this waxing class. And I was sweating the whole time because I'm not a shy person, but it is a little bit invasive. And they were all taking turns doing a piece.
No, you had multiple waxes.
one by one, they were all taking a turn waxing my Hello Kitty.
So it was like a life drawing class, but it was life waxing.
Yeah. And when I walked in and she goes, come on, girl. Don't pretend you're shy. And I'm like, I'm not shy, but this is a bit much.
Are you still friends?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that is a good one. And is there anything that you are dying to try that you haven't yet tried?
I'm dying to, and I've had opportunities to go, but it just hasn't worked out in terms of timing. I want to go to Korea. I want to do all the things. I want to steam my Hello Kitty. I want all their lasers. I want all the things they're doing over there. So that's probably like a real Korea beauty tour is, it will happen in the next like year or so. I just haven't really, it hasn't worked out with my schedule.
Yes. I want to go to one of the head spas there.
Yes. I want head to toe. I want it all.
Yeah. And have a scalp facial.
Yes.
Okay. Talking of scalps then. So hair wise, what's your kind of hair vibe? What do you do for your hair? Do you change it up?
Yeah. So I'm really lucky because I have very thick hair.
You do. I'm loving that we're both doing
the headband.
We're in our headband era, yeah.
So that being said, as I get older, I notice that it's still very thick, but it's slowly getting a little bit thinner. So I love Orbe. I feel like it's like the Chanel of hair care. I like Living Proof. And I have two looks. It's either down and sexy or up and snatched. Mm-hmm. And I have to find it. Remind me, I have this hair gel that a hairstylist recommended me to. And it's like, it like glues your hair back so tight. And it's like $5. It's so cheap. So I like to do that. And I love, I'm an Aries. I love, love, love a scalp massage. I use a little bit of Kerastase. Oh, I have it here. So sometimes when I come out of the shower, before I go to bed, I know you're not supposed to go to bed with wet hair. So like maybe 2 hours before I go to bed with damp hair, I put some of this Kerastase night mask in. I love that. And my all-time favorite hair product is Orbe Dry Texture Spray.
Oh, so good.
There's nothing like it. I love it. It
gives you such good feeling volume in your hair, doesn't it?
It does. I love it.
So nice. And your final topic is your nails. Are you a visit the nail salon every 2 weeks kind of gal? Do you get nail art? Have you ever had long acrylics?
I used to get, you know what the thing is? I work with my hands, so it's very visible. So I love, but you know, the thing with me is I have this weird thing. I have to have very short nails.
Me too.
Like anytime I see a little bit of dirt and I see all these like Instagram girls with these like long, beautiful shapes, I can't do it. It makes me crazy. My nails need to be, so I'm glad that short nails are coming back in style. And recently I went to a Japanese nail salon and they gave me magnetic nails. Do you know what that is?
I don't know.
So let me show you. It's like, I don't know if you, let me see. They're my real nails, but they put shimmer and then they use a magnet and it pops the shimmer to the surface.
Oh, so you get like a chrome effect, but it's...
You get a chrome effect and like, I'm just obsessed with it because under different light, it looks like sand. It looks really, really cool.
Magnetic nails. Okay, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, so magnetic nails is my latest.
Interesting. And do you ever come to London? Have you ever got any, or the UK?
Are you kidding? So I have two ex-boyfriends from London. London is my part-time. I've seen all of your estheticians, your nail people. I've gone to, for nails, I like in London, dry bar?
Dry-by, yeah.
Dry-by. And then what's the one in Harrods called? I forgot.
For nails?
No, there's like a chain, but there's a chain inside here. What is it called? Townhouse.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, you like two great nail salons. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you, for facials in London, I love Joanna Evans. I love Teresa Tarmi. I love Gwendolina, the face sculptor.
The face sculptor.
I love her. I love going to Face Gym. I've done so many. Oh, and I love Marie Reynolds. Have you ever?
Yes. Have you had her gold facial?
I've had her gold facial. I went up to, I don't know, Norfolk, something. Folk?
Norfolk, yeah.
Norfolk. I never say it. Norfolk. I say Norfolk. I went to visit her there as well. So there's a lot of amazing people in the UK.
Yeah, you have a little black book of UK beauty spots.
Oh, I totally do. I'm so booked and busy when I come to the UK.
And what have you got coming up in the next few months?
So April 16th, I'm going with Bloom Effects to Amsterdam. Then I'm going to Paris with Caudalie. Then I'm going to make a cut. I'll definitely let you guys know. And maybe you can make some recommendations of places I haven't tried. But I'm going to Sweden to see Taylor Swift in May. And on my way there, I'm going to make a cameo in London for a couple of days. So,
okay, I'll be keeping my eyes peeled.
Yes.
And before I let you go, we always ask our guests about any beauty blunders that they've had. I mean, I've heard about your waxing experience, but have you ever had a disastrous skincare product that you've used, an awful makeup look, overplucked your brows, had a terrible fringe? I want to know your beauty disaster.
Oh my God. It's always, yeah. So when I was much younger, you know, when people say free, don't trust it. Just like she yeah. said, oh, let me give you a free waxing. My friend, who's also a very, very talented hairstylist, and he charges so much money for a haircut. He was like, come in. I'm just going to give you long layers for a class. I was like, okay, this man cut my long hair like this. Do you know who Rod Stewart is?
Yeah, he's a British institution.
Okay. I looked like Asian Rod Stewart. Okay. And I had to go. And back then the extension technology is not as good as it is now. I like begged my parents for money so they could pay for my extensions, which were horrible because I had like hair that was this short and then like strands of long extensions. It was the worst.
Well, the good news is that Rod Stewart is an unlikely sex symbol over here. So,
yeah, okay. Not when you're a girl trying to look like Rod Stewart.
Well, we live and learn. I think maybe you need to stop doing your friends beauty favors.
No, no more. Well, actually, you know what? Before we work in this business, and that's the thing is that people, I kind of feel bad recommending people things because we work in this business and everything is complimentary. Not only is it complimentary, people are always inviting you, which is like, I feel like a princess, you know, I feel so spoiled, but it's a part of my job to learn about new beauty, you know, treatments, so on and so forth. But, you know, for the normal person that, you know, doesn't get complimentary treatments, it's extremely expensive. And it's like, everybody's looking for different things. So I try to be mindful and I, you know, I share things, but maybe it's not for everyone.
Well, thank you so much for sharing it all with us. It's been such a brilliant insight into your beauty life and lots of great tips and advice there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I had so much fun. I just love talking all the time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Verity Clark. Please keep listening for more episodes and listen back to previous episodes for some amazing guests sharing their top beauty tips. Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. It really does make the difference to people finding us. See you next time. And thanks again to Westfield for supporting this episode. Whether you're looking for beauty inspiration or seeking personal advice, Westfield has it all. From the flagship beauty halls bursting with skincare, makeup, hair and wellness products, to the beauty boutiques where you can take some time out and enjoy a beauty treatment. Don't forget to keep an eye out for exclusive in-store events, offers, and the products are about to go viral. Westfield is one step ahead of the beauty curve.